بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله يجتبي إليه من يشاء ويهدي إليه من ينيب صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, how does a person know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him? This is a question that we all go through and we wonder whether my Allah loves me or not. But first of all, we have to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most loving. He has the sifat of al-wadood, which we discussed some time previously. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the source of muhabbat, love. But Allah sends, or Allah loves those servants of His who obviously are dutiful towards Allah, they are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they listen and obey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like in the world, the father has sons, but that son that is dutiful and obedient to the father will love that son more than the others. This son is always ready to serve his father, make his father's khidmat. He will make sacrifices in his life just to see that his father is well, his father is taken care of. He shows full respect. He visits his father regularly. Whenever there's a need, he's present. The other sons, now and then occasionally they may pop in and visit the father. Not much contact, not serving the father. So obviously the one that is obedient, the one who is there all the time, he is more beloved. If you understand in a similar vein, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the entire makhluk, but specifically Allah showers His special muhabbah, His love to those who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, which is reported by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala and recorded in Muslim Sharif, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا يُنَادَى جِبْرِيلِ. When Allah loves any person, any servant of His, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا نَادَى جِبْرِيلِ, Allah ta'ala calls out to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, إِنِّي أُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبَّهُ. O Jibreel, I love that certain servant of mine. You too must love him. And then he is commanded to go to the sky, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam then makes this announcement, Ya Ahla Sama, O those who are in the sky, in other words the angels, the other makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Inna Allah yuhibbu fulanan, fahibbuhu. Allah loves that certain servant in the dunya, you too must love him. Allah loves the person. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam loves that person. The angels, all the angels begin to love that person. ثُمَّ يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Then Allah makes acceptance for that person in the world. In other words, the hearts of people are then inclined towards this person. Allah puts the muhabbat of this person into the hearts of people. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, this is what Allah ta'ala does. Allah commands, Allah instructs Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah instructs the angels. And then Allah puts in the hearts of the people in the world to love this particular person. Why? Because he has become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another hadith mentioned in Musnad Ahmad al-Tabrani, Hafiz ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi alluded to this hadith, and he says that, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَلْتَمِسُ مَرْضَاتَ اللَّهِ, that a person, he seeks the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا يَزَالُ كَذَلِكَ, and he continues seeking the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. He's doing all those things to please his Rabb, to please his Allah. Hatta yaqul, until Allah ta'ala then tells the angels that that banda of mine, he is trying his level best, he's endeavoring to please me. O my angels, Allah, behold, listen carefully. إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْهِ, that my mercy has now enshrouded that person, that servant of mine. He is seeking to please me. He is trying his level best to do all those things that will make me happy. So the result of it, Allah then sends His mercy, covers this person with His special mercies. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He loves His banda, ulama have mentioned, Allah makes irada of khair for him. Allah then intends all good to happen to that person. And in the world, in the akhirat, Allah gives this banda of His abundant reward. Allah makes his heart munawwar. Yunawwiru qalbahu wa yunawwiru aqlahu. Allah enlightens his mind, his brains, his aql, his intelligence and his heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in this servant's heart full muhabbat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah loves him. This banda is loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala becomes his wali. Allah becomes his friend. Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Allah himself says in the third juz, in Ayatul Kursi, just after Ayatul Kursi, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. That Allah is the true friend who will never abandon his, the person who he is befriending. And he is the one who takes in charge of all the benefits and needs of his friend now. He is An-Nasir. The meaning of Wali is An-Nasir. Al-Habib. Alladhi la yufariqu habibahu. He is such a true and friend that he loves his beloved and he takes charge of all his beloved's affairs. And in this particular verse, Allah removes him from zulumat, from all darknesses, from kufr, shirk, evil, ila nur, towards light. So even that person who was a disbeliever, but Allah gives him hidayat, and then from darknesses of kufr and shirk, Allah removed him. And now Allah blessed him with the nur of iman. Those who had iman and always lived with iman from the time they were young, here ulama and mufassirin say that Allah yamna'uhum, Allah protects them from zulumat. When Allah loves any person, Allah will protect the person from falling into the abyss of kufr and shirk. Allah will protect him from going into the such places that will anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah now makes hifazat of the person. Allah makes tarbiyat of the person. Allah nurtures the person. Allah protects the person. And Allah gives him the tawfiq. يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ وَتَرْكَ الْمُنْكَرَاتِ. Allah makes easy for this person the doing of good and righteous deeds and living out and forsaking evil. يُشْغِلُ لِسَانَهُ بِذِكْرِهِ. Allah makes his tongue mashghul and preoccupied in hymning and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking the praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always. He's saying subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. He's glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's taking the name of his beloved. He becomes excited when he takes the name of his beloved. He becomes excited when he hears the name of Allah. Adhan is called out and immediately he feels that love in his heart, in the deep recesses of his heart. It is the call towards salah. His Allah is calling him. So such a person, Allah is making his tarbiyat. Allah protects him in this dunya also. And there are so many examples of how Allah has made hifazat and Allah still continues to protect his special servants whom Allah has muhabbat for. Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selects. Allah draws towards him who he wishes. Allah gives that person tawfiq of doing good deeds. وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. But that person who has that penitent heart, he's making tawbah, istighfar, Allah guides him towards Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates avenues for this person to become more and more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith al-Qudsi we have done previously, we have read and explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Rasulullah says, Allah ta'ala says, man aada li waliyan faqad aadantuhu bil harb. Whoever becomes an enemy of my friend, I declare war on that person. You interfere with a friend of Allah, you are now engaging in a battle with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's only defeat for such a person then. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is nothing more beloved to me than those things that I have made fard and compulsory upon my servants. You want to make me happy, and the thing that is most beloved to me is all those things that I have made compulsory, like salat, zakat, hajj, etc. When my banda brings that, he executes his commands, that is most beloved to me. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلْ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. That my banda continues to now become closer and closer and closer to me. After fulfilling the fara'id, now he comes closer to me by performing nawafil, nafil, 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 nafil roza, nafil salat, nafil umrah, whatever it is. Now he's becoming closer and closer to me so much, hatta uhibba, until I love him. Imagine Allah says, I love you. Now when Allah loves a person, kuntu sam'ahu alladhi yasma'u bihi, wa basarahu alladhi yubsiru bihi. وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْتِشُ بِهَا وَرِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا. Allah says, then I become his hearing, his seeing. I become his hand and his feet. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will now direct and this person towards only good. Allah will protect him from evil. Like how a person in the school is writing an examination and the teacher loves the student a lot. And this, the teacher, he's examining the pupil. It is his examination paper. And then he comes, and if he takes the pen of this pupil, or puts his hand, the pupil's hand into his hand, and now he writes the answers, would he write the incorrect answers? Never. He will write only those answers which are correct. Like that, Allah holds the person by his hand. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the person see only that which is halal and good. And Allah will help him to lower his gaze from haram. And Allah will help him only to listen to halal. When there's music playing, when there's haram playing, this person will become full of anxiety. He'll move away. He'll feel restless. And Allah will make him move to only those things which are good and halal and pure for him. And Allah will make him touch those things which are halal for him. And then Allah says, when he begs from me, I will give him whatever he wants. He seeks my protection, I will give him protection. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is thrown into the fire, burning fire, inferno. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands that fire not to burn Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Qulna ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Become cool, become sound and safe for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah protected his wali. There is a person by the name of Abu Muslim Al-Khawlani rahmatullahi alayhi, a great tabi'i. And it was a time of Aswad Ansi, the false prophet. He claimed to be a Nabi. He was in Yemen. And he started having a group of people who became his followers. And he realized that this person, Abu Muslim Al-Khawlani, rahmatullahi alayhi, refuses to accept him as a Nabi. And then he asked him again that accept me as a Nabi, and he refuses. So he kindles a huge inferno, tells his people to burn this fire, kindle this fire, and throw Abu Muslim Al-Khawlani, rahmatullahi alayhi, into this fire. He's thrown into the fire, and Allah protects his entire body. He's preserved. Nothing happens to him at all. And when he's removed, then those people who were close to Aswad Ansi, they tell him that, you know what, we'd rather leave this person, let him go. Because he's only will cause more problems to us if he's going to be around. So they send him away. And he comes to Madinah Munawwara. It is the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. And as he comes towards the masjid of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umar radiallahu anhu sees him. And the news had already reached Medina that such a thing has happened. So Umar radiallahu anhu asked him, where are you coming from? He said, from Yemen. Are you the same person that this incident happened to? So he was feeling a bit, he showed his humility. He didn't want to say that it was him. Umar insisted, and he said, yes, it is me. Umar radiallahu ta'ala makes mu'anaqa with him, kisses him, and he cries profusely. And he says, Alhamdulillahi alladhi, praise be to Allah, who has shown me in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a person, that the exact thing that happened to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Khalilullah, has happened to an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that his body was also preserved and not burned by the fire. So Allah makes hifazat of his banda. Safina, the great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is moving with the army, with the sahaba. And it so happened that he lost the group of his friends, his companions, as they were traveling. And he finds himself now in the jungle, lost. He does not know how to get out of the jungle. And of course, a person in the jungle, his fear of wild animals attacking him. And he sees a lion coming towards him. And Safina, the sahabi of Rasulullah, addresses the lion, Abul Harith. That, O lion, listen, I am Safina, the sahabi of Rasulullah. I've lost my way. I need to be escorted and find my friends. The moment he says this, the lion lowers its head in sort of acknowledgement to what he is saying. And then he comes towards Safina. And then he guides Safina out of the jungle until he meets his friends. And as they are moving through the jungle, whenever the lion heard some sounds of other animals that perhaps they may attack Safina, he goes immediately, the lion goes and chases those animals away. And the lion wags his tail as Safina radiallahu ta'ala then finds his friends. Allah protects his friends. There are so many examples in the seerah of our beloved Rasulullah SAW and in the history of the Salaf al-Salihin, Sahaba, Tabi'in. So Allah makes tarbiyat of the person whom Allah loves. How Allah is going to protect him. Allah does not want him to fall into the abyss of sin. Allah wants him to live a chaste and pure life. Allah gives this person, the hadith says, يَسْتَعْمِلُهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this person the tawfiq of doing such a good action just before he passes away that Allah accepts that action. And then the person passes away. In other words, he passes away with a good khatama. He dies with iman. And Allah befriends you. Allah honors you in this world. He gives you izzat. Allah makes you beloved to the angels and the people in the world. Allah makes you tarbiyat. Allah protects you from sin. Allah gives you the tawfiq of doing good deeds. Allah brightens your heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you khatama with iman. What are those things that we should be doing again to gain this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Quran says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. You want Allah to love you? Then follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make ittiba of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the ummah is now experiencing much deficiency in this aspect. Look at our lives. Is our eating, our drinking, our wearing of our clothes, our habits, our mannerisms, our day-to-day life, our business transactions, our mu'amalat, our dealings with people, our social life, our life at home, our life in madrasa, in schools, in our workplaces, in the masjid, out of the masjid, when we're traveling. How much of sunnah is in our life? We just choose a few aspects which we feel easy to practice upon, and we feel that we are practicing on the sunnah of Rasulullah SAW. Rasulullah mentioned that kullu ummati yadkhuluna al-jannata illa man aba. Every ummati of mine will enter Jannah except that person who refuses. قِلَ مَنْ يَأْبَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Sahaba asked, Ya Rasul, who refuses to enter into paradise? Rasulullah says, مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَنْ أَصَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى The one who obeys me, makes my ita'at, follows my sunnah, then he enters into Jannah. But the one who disobeys me, the one who is not following my sunnah, then he has refused himself to enter into Jannah. May Allah give us the tawfiq of making ittiba' of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then this important point is, when one, a person wants to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ulama have mentioned, that he has to make nusrat of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, he must protect the deen of Allah rabbul izzat. وَيَذُبُّ عَنْ شَرِيعَتِهِ And he must defend the shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whenever there is a call where people are violating the sharia. People are mocking Islam. He must stand up and defend Islam. He must make nusrat of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, the first nusrat is by you practicing upon the deen yourself first. And then he imbibes in himself the akhlaq. The akhlaq example, he must have generosity in him. He must have politeness in him. He must have a large heart. He must not be bakhil. He must be kind. He must have good qualities. Patience, sabr, qanaat, contentment. These are all qualities that he needs to bring. When he brings these qualities, and now he is now drawing the love of Allah Ta'ala towards him. Ulama explained, most important is the person must make qira'atul Qur'an and tadabbur fihi. He must recite the Qur'an with understanding the Qur'an. And this is very, very important. We will recite Qur'an, but we have not understood what Allah Ta'ala is saying. So how are you going to gain the love of Allah Ta'ala? There are verses when a person reads, and those verses are talking about the qudrat of Allah, the wahdaniyat of Allah, the power of Allah, the oneness of Allah, the greatness of Allah. A person's hair will stand on end. He will realize the loftiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the majesty of Allah rabbul izzat, the supremacy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At least recite the Qur'an, so at least some love we will draw of Allah rabbul izzat, but we should make an attempt to understand the Qur'an. And then, as we mentioned in the hadith, he should, beside the fara'id, after fara'id, he should read nafil and do nafil acts. Nafil acts will make the person now draw the love of Allah rabbul izzat. Then he should have dhikrullah in his life bil mudawama. Dhikr all the time. It's not just on a week, one day in the week we're making dhikr. One tasbih and it's all over and we think that we are dhakirin or dhakirat. Never. Dhikr must be moist on our tongues. Tasbihat, yeah, tasbih that we read after every fard salat, which is great virtue, great virtue. Mu'aqibatun la yakhibu qailuhunna au fa'iluhunna. Rasulullah SAW says that after salat, there are tasbihat, that the person who recites these tasbih, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, then he will never be at a loss. There are tasbihat, the person, his tongue is moist in the dhikr of Allah. Then he ponders, he makes tafakkur on the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has bestowed upon him. He ponders of Allah's favors upon him, Allah's kindness upon him. Now when you think and ponder that, may Allah give me food, may Allah give me clothes, may Allah did this, that, automatically you begin to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than before. We realize how dependent we are upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that despite our wrongs and sins, Allah is still providing for me. Allah is still taking care of me. Allah is giving me good health, etc. And then he ponders over the qudrat of Allah rabbul izzat. And he realizes how mighty and how powerful Allah Ta'ala is. A sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are various narrations. And the gist of all his narration is that they went on one expedition. And he was leading salah and he read surah Fatiha in salah. And then he reads a surah, whatever surah he reads. But before going to ruku, he recites surah Ikhlas. And every time he performed salah, sahaba hearing him doing and seeing him reading surah Fatiha and some surah, and then before ruku, he reads Qul Allahu Ahad. Allahu Samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. And other narrations just say that he used to recite surah Ikhlas in abundance. Somebody went and told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One narration says that Nabi Karim asked, said, go and ask him, why is he doing so? Another narration says that Rasulullah summoned him. Why are you reading surah Ikhlas all the time? He says, the surah talks about the sifat, the qualities of my Allah, Ar-Rahman. Qul huwallah. Qul huwallahu ahad. My Allah is one. He's got no partners. He's samad. He's beniyaz, self-sufficient. He does not require any person to assist him. He is completely independent. But everything else in the world is dependent upon him. So these are the sifat of my Allah. And he loved the surah so much because he had that love for Allah Rabbul Izzat. Rasulullah tells him, or told the sahaba, go and tell him that Allah loves him. He loves the surah. He's reciting the surah because of his love for Allah. Inform him that Allah loves him. So when a person ponders over the qudrat, the azamat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, automatically the love of Allah ta'ala will come into his heart. So my respected brothers and elders, ulama have mentioned these as a few points that a person, if he does, then he will draw the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they have mentioned that this person should surrender himself before Allah ta'ala bil kulliyya, completely. And give preference to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over all other pleasures of this world. The nafs is pulling him towards something, but the call of Allah ta'ala is inviting him towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He must give preference to the invitation of Allah over the invitation of any other thing in this world. He must give preference to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person does this, then Allah will grant him his muhabbah. Then Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ilan-nur. Then he becomes the beloved of Allah. Then he enjoys all those benefits we spoke in the beginning of this talk, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides this for him, Allah grants him this, Allah grants him that. Then automatically he'll find that between him and sins, there'll be a barrier, a ha'il, a parda, a hijab. And this is what we require in our life. Because we very easily slip into sin. Why? There's no barrier stopping us between us and the sin. But you become the friend of Allah, Allah puts a barrier. And Allah saves you from any sin. And if you do sin, then Allah gives you tawfiq of making tawbah immediately. So that you realize that Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. May Allah ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat to understand. May Allah make us His true lovers. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announce to Jibreel, oh Jibreel, I love those bandas and bandis of mine. You must also love them. And the angels also love us. And the people in the world also love us. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين رسالة دروس شريفة. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, laka shukru kulluh, la nuhsi thanaan alayk. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin, wa barik wa sallim. ربي اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين اللهم انك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم يا الله forgive us for all the wrongs we have done my Allah Allah cleanse and polish our hearts my Allah purify our hearts my Allah make us become nek and salih my Allah Ya Allah we beg you tonight Ya Allah Ya Allah we begging you Allah Ya Allah we ask you by ismi azam ya asma al husna Ya Allah love us my Allah Ya Allah shower us with your muhabbat my Allah Make us your beloved, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us from your awliya. You become our wali, my Allah. All the promises you have given to your friends, Ya Allah, grant us also all those promises. Ya Allah, hum to bahut kamzor hai. ہم بہت ضعیف ہیں. اللہ but we are your bandas, my Allah. We got no other Allah to turn to but you, my Allah. It is only your kindness that you bless us with iman, my Allah. Do not take this iman away from our hearts, my Allah. Make us live with iman. Make us die on iman. Raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman. Protect our iman, the iman of, in the iman of our family members, our children, our grandchildren, our friends, ya Allah, mutalliqeen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep us qaim on iman, steadfast on deen and taqwa, my Allah. Allah grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Ya Allah, make us true zakirin and shakirin. Help us to recite the Quran and understand the Quran, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of making amal on the Quran and making nashr, ishaat, and tabliq of the Quran, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are sick and ailing, ya Allah. Young and old, my Allah. They've got different illnesses, my Allah. Allah grant all of them shifai kamil, adil, mustaqir, daim. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah. Again, we are begging you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are hakim and hakim. Nobody can question you, my Allah. You are full of wisdom, ya Allah. You are most wise. You are hakim, my Allah. Ya Allah, more than 100 days have gone by now, my Allah. Ya Allah, the masoom children in Gaza, my Allah. They've got nothing, 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 my Allah. They've got no clothes. They've got no food, my Allah. They've got no homes, my Allah. They're living amidst rubble, my Allah. They did not know when they would be bombed by every day, my Allah. We hear so many people have become shaheed, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the Muslim brothers and sisters, my Allah, in Palestine, my Allah. Ya Allah, the whole world now, ya Allah. So many people, even kuffar, my Allah. They are seeing, my Allah, the zulam that the Yahudi have done, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, you know best, ya Allah. We know that you love those who you love, you test them the most, my Allah. Allah, grant them afiyat now, my Allah. Grant them your special rahmat, my Allah. Ya Allah, this is the sacred land of Masjid al-Aqsa, my Allah. This is the sacred land that you have praised in the Quran and Majid, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is the land of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, and Sahaba radiyallahu anhu majma'een, and Salafi Saliheen. Ya Allah, it is the same place where Hazrat Mahdi radiyallahu will be there, ya Allah. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu will come, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect those young, masoom children, my Allah. They've got no parents, they've become yateem, ya Allah. Who is going to take care of for them, my Allah, but you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you open the doors of your rahmat for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you open the doors of victory for them. Mujahideen ki barpoor nusrat farma. Ya Allah, give them kamiyabi, my Allah. Make those enemies, ya Allah, all the soldiers run away from there, ya Allah. Ya Allah, put terror in their heart, my Allah. Make them zaleel, my Allah. Allah, may give them zillat, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, Allah, hamari dua qabool farma. Ya mujib al-da'awat, ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Allah, we've got different needs, ya Allah. Ya Allah, somebody's got a financial problem, somebody a social problem, somebody a domestic problem, my Allah. Somebody some health issue, my Allah. Somebody has got some depression, whatever it may be, my Allah. Grant all of us sukoon in our lives. Fulfill all our hajat and needs. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. There are so many young boys and girls of marriageable age, my Allah. They do not want to live a filthy life of zina. They do not want to commit haram, my Allah. You find them suitable partners, my Allah. Quickly, my Allah. And grant them a life full of bliss and happiness and pious offspring, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawtun iman, mawtun madina sharif, baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Hawdi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands. Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, protect us, our children, our grandchildren, ya Allah. Make them the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent hufad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqrabin, maqbuleen. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us abundance, my Allah. Make us use correctly, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Allah hazirin ghaibin sabkil wa qabool farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Wa tub 'alaina ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.